Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February the 1st, 2026. I have part two of Melanie. Part two. This is from her husband, who wrote me the very day after, and I received what was his kind of, I guess, concern about contacting such a terrible person as me. You know, I'm not the normal guy, evidently. I never think of myself as anything other than just what I'm doing. I am working upon myself. Anyway, he said in his little note, he said, I heard your answer to my wife. And what if there is just too much of the past in the way? How could I ever get over myself and follow the way as you talk about and did talk about with her? We did talk on the phone a little bit. And he signs this, the best of Melanie. He thinks he's the best of her, and I think that's cute. I like that a lot. Anyway, so... You know, there is a lot of past, and there is a lot of days past. It's been more than a minute, hasn't it? And yet it only seems like a minute. And when we live the way we live for the sake of vanity and pride, especially for whatever the body impulses me to think, say, and do, I become rather distant from myself. And I have to first embrace the idea of what it means to have a self. I have to understand that. And it's hard to go back into your past and see how you lived as mere impulse. Everything was a matter of impulse, constant impulse, emotions, impulse. Everybody thinks that their life is generated by their passions and their emotions and all that other stuff that has nothing to do with the meaning of our life, has nothing to do with significance, nothing. But you see, people who don't have significance in their life are always looking to have more, 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 more of anything, more of what they have, whether it be, in their opinion, more good, more family, more friends, more food, more sex, more money, more opinions of themselves through other people. They gather all the information they can from others. And then again, there are those who are humble enough to realize that the way they lived at our age, we're in our mid-70s, we're heading towards the end roundup here, the big death thing. We begin to look at our life and think, was this all there ever was? And this question that you have about the past, what if there's just too much past in getting in the way of your life and your living? I guess there would be, in your case, feelings of regret about what you did, what you didn't do, what you have, what you don't have, how you handled things. Look, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody. I make them. I made them just like anybody else. I am not special. So the way I dealt with it was I stopped the merry-go-round of Gregory Edward Penn. I stopped it and I took a look. Do I want to get back on that merry-go-round of going around and around, doing the same old, living for, you know, whatever was interesting to my emotions? And do I want to keep doing that? And do I want to be led by my emotions, which means I'd be led by my mother and father and Ed and Jean, as I call them, and living in the confines of their beliefs about myself, their emotions about Gregory Edward. So I decided to take a path less chosen. I decided not to do any of that. I don't want to do that. I want to see what's over the hill. I want to see what is beyond Gregory Edwards' body, Gregory Edwards' beliefs, Gregory Edwards' emotions, his gender. I want to see what's beyond all that. And I did, and I found it. It isn't hard. It isn't difficult. You just have to have the ilk to do it. You have to want love more than wanting what you think is love. Now, if you don't understand that, then you will never be aware. You will never be realized. You and I have heavy pretense in our human nature about the idea of what love is. And in thinking of it in the terms that the ego wants to think of it, we do nothing but destroy the elements of our life and what we could experience that is beyond the flesh. The problem is that most of us don't think there's anything beyond our flesh. We just don't believe that that exists. And, you know, what can I say? It's what I said to Melanie, you're the better part of you, as you put it. You know, there's nothing I can say. I'm not here to talk you into it. I'm not a salesman. I'm not Tony Robbins. I'm not trying to say, get a better life. You're going to have a better life. You're going to have the life you deserve. You already have the life you deserve, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not. We all have the life we deserve. And that life was made possible by every single consequence of our life, how we lived in our life as a consequence. We live our living towards our life, and we assume that as we live our living as consequence, and it culminates into, like you said, so many things in the past that were difficult for you, and that you have probably regret over, but no remorse, but regret, then you start to look at your life from a very pragmatic point of view. And that doesn't help you either. It's all about surrender. There's a very important Zen saying that was said by a Zen master named Suzuki, who wrote the book, A Beginner's Mind. And he said, when you try to understand everything, you will not understand anything. The best way is to understand yourself, and then you will understand everything. If you can understand yourself, that you made choices to live the way you did, that you lived in consequences, that the choices seem to be pointing towards, but really they weren't. You were looking at your consequences, getting married, having children, the job you chose, you know, how you were going to live in any certain moment or day. This was all chosen for you by your genetics, your DNA, all chosen for you. And you had no say in it. You have no free will when you live from the body. You need to read Robert Sapolsky's book, Determined, and then you will understand more. And you asked me for a book list. I would, if I were you, look at Behave by Robert Sapolsky, Determined by Robert Sapolsky, and Sapiens and Homo Deus by Harari. And if you start to look at these books and really read them and understand, they will give you a wonderful overview as to what your life is all about. And basically, if you live by the biology of you, you have no choice in anything you do. It's going to be the way of your genes, your genetics, your biology. And most people just, you know, they succumb to that. It's the pretense of their life. And in that pretense, they make decisions based on human emotions and human fears and human thoughts. And they make a mess out of their life. And the thing is that that mess can't be changed until it's realized that it is a mess. As I said to Melanie, you have to be sick of your sickness. And evidently, for whatever reason, you're starting to get sick of it, but you're not sick yet. And until you are, nothing can change. And sometimes, even when you're sick of your sickness, nothing changes because you think, oh, there's nothing I can do. Don't live by pretense. Let love live you. Find it and let it live you. Anyway, thank you for your beautiful question, and I wish you well. Thank you all for listening. I hope this helped you in some way, and please forgive me. Namaste.